the most action-packed content from the top mobile experts. This is the App Masters Podcast with Steve P. Young.
You're going to discover a running tracker app that is making $1 million a year without an optimal onboarding or paywall. Stay tuned. What is up, App Nation? It is Steve P. Young, founder of AppMasters.com, the place you go when you want action-packed content related to helping you grow your app downloads and, more importantly, those revenues. And today, I really want to highlight this app for two key factors. One, if you have downloads, you don't have to worry about anything else, frankly. And two, stop waiting for the perfect time or the perfect features to start launching your app and trying to monetize it. All right, without further ado, let's get into the app. Here's the app. It is called Running Walking Tracker Goals. Now, keep in mind, it was launched in 2016. So not super long ago, but pretty decently long ago. How about that? And it's getting 200,000 downloads a month and it's making 80,000. Now, I love these type of apps because one, I know with my ASO efforts, I can really, really grow organic downloads because one, you already have the reviews and you already have the revenues, and two, you already have the downloads. And so that means by optimizing your onboarding and your paywall, I can instantly grow those revenues. And I really wanted to pick out this app because I wanted to show you that really downloads are the most important thing. And once you have that, well, it's an easy equation to make more money. Really, we've done it so many times with our bigger clients. It becomes a lot easier when you already have the downloads, okay? And I'll share some examples of real revenue numbers of apps we work with personally that do not have an optimized onboarding or an optimized paywall. But let's look at this particular app right now. So here it is, pretty bland. Welcome to Goals. Your fitness to the next level. Okay. Birthday, gender, weight. Okay. Connecting to health. Now, here's what we saw with one of our clients. When asking to connect with health before a paywall, we actually saw a decrease in conversions. So there are certain permissions that you can ask before a paywall and certain ones that you want to ask after the paywall. Health being one of those that you ask after the paywall. Like I said, it's the third screen on this app. Doesn't matter if you have 200,000 downloads, you can mess up the rest, okay? So if you guys are watching this and you're from this company, ask for health a little bit later, all right? They're asking for location. I don't mind that. They're asking for notifications. I don't mind that either. Goals, I haven't really figured that out, whether it's important to ask for goals. Sorry, the motion and fitness activity before paywall. So I have no data on that, but I don't mind that either. What we've seen is asking for photo video access for a photo video app before a paywall actually does increase conversions, okay? So ask for the right permissions. Now, take a look at this paywall. Pretty bland, right? Unlock all features, reach your fitness goals, all that stuff. It's not fully optimized. Their 1 month does not have a trial. Their 12 months does have a 7-day free trial, cancel anytime. So it's good. It's not horrible, but it's really not the best paywall I've seen. Now, when I see an app like this, I can instantly increase revenues because we have high-performing paywalls that have worked for much smaller apps. Now, again, this app has so many downloads, 200,000 downloads a month, it can get away with still making $1 million a year with a suboptimal paywall, suboptimal onboarding. I skip, hit X here, and then I'm off and running, and it'll track my runs. All right, I want to break out the rest of the UI UX. So here's their plan. They've got other training plans here. Progress, super empty. I don't like that. I will try to show some sample data if you can. Not a big deal. The steps, you can see my steps already because I've already tracked it to my activities. And then here's the setting as well. So it goes to show you that, again, don't wait to launch and have the perfect app. Get it out there. See if you can get downloads. And once you get those downloads, you can try to optimize and optimize even more. All right. So I want to share with you real sensor tower data. They're pretty accurate because I know the real numbers, all right? I'm not going to expose the apps, but I've worked with both apps, okay, that do not have an optimal experience. All right, here we go. This first app, great naming convention. They're getting tons of downloads all organically, 60,000 downloads, and they're making more than $50,000 a month, by the way, but this is sensor tower data. They do not have a paywall on the onboarding experience. Goes to show you, just get them downloads, right? Name your app for search. That's what this app did. They named it properly. They are in the AI space. They named it properly. They're getting those downloads. And despite not having the paywall during the onboarding, they're making over $50,000. It's more than this, but according to Sensitar, over $50,000 a month. All right. I am working with this client. App number two, we work with this client as well. They got a bit more downloads than what Sensor Tower is seeing, but they're making $200,000 a month. Now, they've launched a bit while ago, but if you look at their screenshots, they are ugly. If you look at their icon, they are ugly. If you look at their paywall, they are ugly, but they're getting downloads and they're converting. Why? Because they're in a great niche. That's why I say look at the long tail keywords because they tend to convert better. This is why this app has super high conversion. This app right here, making $200,000 a month, I know what their stats are. They're super impressive. They're getting a 25% trial activation rate and about a 60% trial to paid because they're a niche app. As long as there's volume for your niche, a traffic score of at least 30, 40 and above, that's enough for you to build a really legitimate business, a six-figure, a multi-six-figure business, just like these apps have done. This one's over $1 million, and this one's very close to $1 million a year, right? Very close. Why? Because they named their app for search in mind. So if you're an indie developer out there and you're trying to bootstrap everything, stop thinking about how I should name your app and start thinking about what keyword should I go after in my app name and forget about your brand. Build it later because it can come after, right? Don't forget, it was thefacebook.com, all right? That's what the first URL was. So it's okay. Once you get big enough, you can afford to buy facebook.com as an example. Really wanted to create this video to inspire you to move faster, to launch faster, to not always wait until you have all the right features. Because for me, the number one factor in all of this, especially with the AI trend, is time. Is how soon can you launch fast to get the data, optimize your experience, and make more money. I'd rather work with an app like this that's getting 200,000 downloads without ever running advertising because I can easily fix the monetization and take this to $80,000 to $100,000 to $200,000 a month. That's not a problem. It's just, this is an X equation. But when you don't have the downloads, you have an XY problem, meaning you need to get the downloads to get the data to make that money, right? So really easy fix here. I also want to show you the proof that they've never run advertising. This app, the Running Walking Tracker Goals app, they rank really well for walking, mile tracker. You can see, launch fast. Because if your ASO hits, like some of the apps I've worked with, man, you don't need an optimal paywall. You don't need an optimal onboarding. You can be an ugly app and still make money as long as you're targeting the right keywords and you're in the right niche and these keywords have volume. It's an easy equation to solve thereafter. All right, guys, that's it. If you've enjoyed this video, hit that thumbs up. The normal YouTube stuff. Make sure you hit that subscribe as well. And if you're looking for the most effective, most affordable app marketing agency out there, well, check out appmasters.com. All right, until next time, I'll see you on the next video.
Thanks for listening to the App Masters podcast. For show notes and amazing app marketing content, check out appmasters.co.